V'alkein timtso b'roiv hatfilois shemaschilen l'saper b'shvochoi shalmokoim ma shekvar po'alu avisein b'tfilosom. Rav Nosson says this is why if you'll examine the tfilois that Klal Yisrael have, whether it be in the Siddur or Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur or anything like that, you'll see that in most tfilois we first begin by discussing that which praising Hashem for what our forefathers have already accomplished with their tefillah. K'moy shekosuv, as Dovid HaMelech writes in Tehillim, Elokim bo'ozneinu shomanu, we've heard with our ears, poyel po'alta b'yemehem b'yemei kedem, that you did fantastic things for the Ovois in the past. Avol b'yeneinu lo'yroinu, he says over there, but with our eyes we haven't seen it yet. And he concludes by saying, Save Yeshua is Yaakov. Hashem, please give the command that the Jews should have Yeshuas. In other words, note, Hainu, Kimoi shepo'alta bimei avoseinu, just as you, Hashem, did things during the time of our forefathers, vosisolehem nisim v'yeshuas gedoilois, and you performed miracles for them in major Yeshuas, Cain, Save Yeshua is Yaakov gamato. So too today, give the command that the Bnei Yaakov should experience Yeshuas. The Chain, and there's another place in Tehillim where it says, Botchu vatefaltemoi, that our forefathers had confidence in you, they had bitochin in you, vatefaltemoi, and you rescued them from whatever they needed to be rescued from. Eilecho zoaku, they cried out to you, vinimlotu, and they were rescued. And then he goes on to say, please rescue me also. V'chein harbe, and there are many, many proofs to this, ki e efsher lifoil b'tfilosoi, because it's impossible for a Jew to accomplish with his tefillah, ki im kishemeschazek b'daitoi, sheyesh koyach b'yodeinu lifoil b'tfiloseinu, unless he's positive in his mind, unless he develops a confidence in his mind that he has the ability with his tefillah to make it happen. If he goes into the tefillah with that kind of confidence, then his tefillah can be effective. And if not, his tefillah is much, much less effective, if it's effective at all. Shaydeze oise keli lekabela shefa kanal. That emuna is what makes the keli into which Hashem can put shefa. Whereas if you didn't prepare the keli, the shefa's coming and you're not getting it at all. Doesn't matter. However, there are times where the Satan, the Baldovor, Rabbi Nezal gives him the name Baldovor, can weaken a person. Where the guy says, fine, I admit that Avram Yitzchak Yaakov and the other tzaddikim accomplished a lot with their tefillah. Avol ish gorua kamoicha eichev sheshetish tifol b'tfiloscha. But a bad guy like you, how in the world can you think that you're going to be able to accomplish with your tefillah? Avol be'emes loy kenhu. However, that's false. Ki Hashem yisborach shemea tefilas kol peh ki yadua. It's known, we say it in Shemoneh Esrei, that Hashem listens to everybody. V'kanal, and as we mentioned earlier, ach, however, b'tchila, when a person is first starting out, koidim shirogil b'tfila, before the person gets used to this, where it becomes second nature and normal for him every day to go up there to bat and stand before Hashem and talk to Hashem for an hour or 30 minutes or 20 minutes straight, asking Hashem for what he needs, before a person gets used to it, tzorech his chaskus harbe al zeh, it takes, the person has to summon up tremendous strength to do it, because he hasn't seen anything yet. However, afterwards, once the person has already accomplished a few things with his tefillah, then his heart becomes strong, and he starts to believe in the truth, Shegam tfilosoi shemei Hashem yisborach, that Hashem listens to my tfila also, meyacha sheror shekvar shom Hashem yisborach tfilosoi kanal, because I've already seen that Hashem has listened to my tfila. Veze bechinas ma sheomar dovid hamelech alav hashalom. This whole explanation is hinted to in a pasuk in Tehillim that Rav Nosson Zal is going to bring us now, where Dovid HaMelech writes, Dorashti es Hashem ve'ononi. I seek out Hashem. I seek Dorashti, past tense. I seeked out Hashem, and Hashem responded to me. Hashem answered my tefillah. Ze oni koro v'Hashem shomea. And I am a poor man that's calling out to Hashem, and Hashem is listening. Shetzoyek v'oimer ze oni koro v'Hashem shomea. Dovid HaMelech is crying out to Hashem and saying, Hashem, it's a poor man that's standing before you and praying to you. Ki hayo onov ma'oid. Because despite the fact that Dovid HaMelech was king, he was a king. How can a king say about himself he's poor? He's in charge of everything. Despite that, he was tremendously humble. V'omar al atzmoi, he was able to say about himself, ze oni koro, that this is a poor man standing before you, calling out to you. V'afal pikein, v'Hashem shomea. And yet he said, I know that Hashem is listening. V'aydezeh, hu mechazek es atzmoi, litzoik ulispalel tomed l'Hashem yisborach v'kanal. And that's how he gives himself chizuk to daven to Hashem. What gave him the chizuk? The Dorashti es Hashem vononi. Note, he started out by saying, I prayed to Hashem and Hashem answered me. Once that happened, despite the fact that I'm feeling poor and low, so I call out to Hashem, Ze oni korov Hashem shomea. Person would say, an oni, where does an oni get the oomph to call out to Hashem? The answer is, you know where he gets it from? Dorashti es Hashem vononi. That's what gives him the confidence that despite the fact that he's feeling low, oni, he's still able to talk and ask and be confident that he's being listened to. V'zeh bechinas b'choyer. This is the concept of that firstborn, shehu bechinas avoidas hatfila. The b'choyer symbolizes the avoid of davening tashem, because b'choyer, beis chof reish, is 222. Reish is 200, chof is 20, and beis is 2. It's 222, and twos is tefillah. Tefillah comes in twos. It's called a cherev pifiois. Roimim ois keil begroinim, the Gemara says. The cherev pifiois, they're carrying a double, not pair, two pairs. A double-edged sword in their hands. Shvoche shemokim shosvam. V'chein betfilas Yoina Hanovi. And we find when Yoina Hanovi was davening Tashem, where he said, Mi beten she'oil shivati, when he was in the bowels of the whale. And he said, Hashem, Hashem, I'm calling out to you from the belly of the lowest darkness. Shomato koili, you have listened to my voice. You heard, you listened to me in the past. Behisate folai nafshi es Hashem, zochati, v'tovo elecho tfilosi. Now, when my soul embraces Hashem, I remember and let my tefillah come before you. What do I remember? I remember that you heard my tefillah in the past. I remember that shomato koili, you heard me, you listened to me in the past. And that's what gives me the confidence to ask further. V'chein harbe. And there are many proofs to this throughout the whole Torah. You'll see when tzaddikim daven, they always say this. They always mention Hashem, just like you answered me in the past. We say it in Slichos, that mi she'ono la'avram avinu, hu yanenu. Mi she'ono li'itz. Why do we say that? What's the sense in saying that? Because saying that gives the person confidence that Hashem does listen to tefillos. He did hear tefillos. He did respond to tefillos. So he'll respond to mine also. V'hovein, Rav Nosson Zal says, understand this well, v'sim libcho heitev lozeh, and pay very close attention to this. Ad she'tamin bi'atzmecha, till you'll develop confidence in yourself, v'tizkor b'chol pam, and you'll remember all the time, kam apomim koroso mitzor al Hashem, how many times were there in your life that you called out Hashem from places of pain and difficulty? V'ono ischon, Hashem did respond to you. V'hoishiachon, He did help you. V'aydeze tischaze gam ato b'tfila, this will give you the ability to also be mischazek in tfila. V'Hashem yoshiacha, and Hashem will help you. Paragraph Ches, Hilchas Nachlois, Halacha Dalet, page Kufalet. Rav Nosson Zal says, "Vezeh bechinas ben koydem labas." This is also the reason why the son comes before the daughter regarding inheritance. Ki ikar bria soilam hoyo kedei legalois rachmanusoi vetuvoi boilam kiyadua. It's a known fact that the main reason why Hashem created the world was to be able to reveal His kindness and goodness. Otherwise, what does He need us for? He needs us to have someone to show His kindness to and goodness. And that's why the angels alone aren't good enough, because the angels don't need kindness. It's a Jew who commits sins and makes all kinds of mistakes and then needs Hashem to take him back. That's the one who gets to show Hashem's kindness and goodness. In fact, in the vidui of Rabbeinu Nissim that we say on Yom Kippur Koton, they say it, it says over there that, you know, when we're asking Hashem for tshuva, that Hashem, you need me the Baal Tshuva more than anybody else, because I'm the one through whom your kindness will shine. A tzaddik won't make you shine. By the tzaddik, you don't look so special, Hashem. When it comes to me, the bum, who did all kinds of bad things, and if you could find it within your heart, Hashem, to take me back and to bring me close, then people will know that you're a chiddush. That you, Hashem, Kaviyachal, are a chiddush. You have extraordinary kindness and goodness. Avol Hashem Yisborach Mosar Es Kol Ho'ilam Umaloyoi Biyad Bnei Odom. But Hashem has given over the world and everything in it into the hands of people. He's put it into our hands. As the Pasuk says, Hashem has given over the world to people. Whereby it's we, Bnei Yisrael, based on our actions and everything, we determine the flow of Shefa from above to maintain all the worlds and to support all the worlds. K'may shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, V'chol siach hasode terem yiyeh. When Hashem first created all the trees and plants and everything, it says it was all ready to go and it was standing at the edge of the earth. However, it did not start to come above the earth, Kiloyhim ter Hashem alikim, because Hashem did not make rain come, v'odomayin lavoides v'adoma, because of the fact that man was not yet there to work the earth. And Rashi Chodesh says over there, la'avoid means tefillah, u'la'ovdoi b'chol levavchem, that everything was suspended, put on hold, until Adam HaRishon came along and said his tefillah. As soon as he said his tefillah, Hashem flicked the switch and made the rain come down, and the plants grow, and everything took off. So we see that despite the fact that Hashem could do all of this on His own, He doesn't want to. He wants us to be His partners, and He's given over the run of the world to us. Upirish Rashi ad shebo Odom v'hispalel. It was until Adam Rishon came along and said his tefillah, that's when everything started happening. Ki ikar hamshochas hashefa hu al yedei hatfila sheYisrael mispalalim, because the main activity that draws sustenance into the world, that draws shefa into the world, is tefila, that the Yidden daven. V'chol ma sheish haYisraeli marbe betefila umamshech yoiser shefa v'rav tuv lebeis Yisrael, and to the extent that a Jew increases his tefila and davens more and draws more shefa and goodness to a Jewish home, kein mechaye u'mekayim kol ho'olamos b'yoser. He's not just helping his own house, he's actually drawing life into all the worlds. V'nizgale godloi v'tuvo yoser, and he's revealing Hashem's kindness and goodness more and more. Shezeh ikar ta'anuga v'shashuav yisborach. This is the ultimate pleasure of Hashem, when the fact that Hashem's goodness and kindness should be revealed to the world, which is done to the extent that we daven to Hashem and make that goodness and kindness happen. Ki yoyser mima sheho egel roitzelinok Hapara Roitzelahonig. This is a famous quotation in the Gemara, that much more than the calf wants to nurse, the cow, the mother, wants to give the milk. So that much more than we want things from Hashem, Hashem's desire to give us those things is much greater. Ki hu chofetz chesed, because Hashem wants kindness. Veroitze lehetiv tomid, and He desperately wants to constantly do good. Ach yef shelaham shechashefa ki maidei tefilas Yisrael. However, things have been designed in such a way whereby the shefa can't happen without the tefillah of Bnei Yisrael. It's dependent on us. Al kein, therefore, kol ma sheYisrael nisrak in Yoser boilam, the more Jews that there are in the world, the more that the Jews multiply in the world. Umamshichim shefa Yoser, and they bring forth, they draw more shefa from Hashem. Nismale ritzoino yisporach Yoser, Hashem's true desire is fulfilled more. Ki kol cheftzo yizborach lahashpia toiv liYisrael tomid. Because again, Hashem's only desire is to be giving good to Bnei Yisrael constantly. Vize kol ta'anuga v'sheashuv kanal. That is the totality of Hashem's pleasure and nachas in life. Just like parents, la'avdol on a lower level, parents with children. Any decent parent knows that what do they want from their kid? They want the opportunity to give to their kid. They don't want the kid to give them anything or to do anything. They just want the privilege and opportunity to give. And we know that this is the main reason why a Jew was created, to be involved in Torah and Tefillah, v'yamshich shefa bo'ilam, and to draw shefa to the world. That's what reveals Hashem's heavenliness in the world. As it says in the Pasuk, Elokim yichonenu vivorchenu, may Hashem show His graciousness to us and bless us. Yo'er ponov itonu selo, may He shine the light of His face upon us with His kindness and goodness. Lodas boretz darkecha, so that the whole world should get to know the ways of Hashem. What's the ways of Hashem? His kindness and goodness. Ukamei shepirish Rashi shon, and as Rashi HaKodesh writes over there, yo'er ponov, what's the yo'er ponov? Laharois ponim sechakois, that Hashem should show a friendly face, a happy face to us, loseis talu motor, to give us dew and rain, hainu hamshochas shefa, which means to be mamshech shefa unto the world, aideze lodas boretz darkecho. That's what makes Hashem known in the world. So that look at this. Now Rav Nosson Zal just gave us an incredible gift here. Look how suddenly something takes on a whole different form. You picture a yid davening for his parnosa, or davening for a fuah shleima, for something this, that, and it's basically, some people say, it's all selfishness. The bottom line, you're in it for yourself, your interest, you care about yourself only, your family only. Suddenly, Rav Nosson Zal turned the tables on Hashem, literally. Suddenly, my tefillah for my own personal shefa, baloney. Whether I'll get it or not is not such a big deal. But Hashem is, from your standpoint, the main thing that you're interested in is lodas boretz darkecha. That's dependent on the yor Hashem ponav itonav yichonein vivorcheinu. That's what it's dependent on. To the extent that you Hashem are going to be mashpia chesed and toiv to Klal Yisrael, to that extent, it's going to be Lodas Boretz Darkecho. One without the other isn't an option. I once heard one of the Zakenim of Breslov say that, again, he said it in couched terms a little bit, that Kavyochel, Hashem tried giving Klal Yisrael Pech. There was a World War II, and the Nazis, Yemach Shemom Vezichrom, murdered 6 million Jews. How much kovoy did it bring Hashem? And others, how many balei tshuva came from that? How many more people became frum as a result of that? So kavyochel Hashem sees that that's not what brings him more customers. Lahavdil, you know, people look to do all kinds of things, persomet and this and that, because they're looking to get more customers. Kaviochel, if Hashem wants more customers, if Hashem wants his kavod to be heightened, he sees that there's better ways than that. There's better ways than to erase 6 million Jews if Hashem wants kavod.
Wait, that was for a tshuva, you're saying?
Excuse me?
That was for a tshuva, the...
There's a lot of reasons. There's a lot of explanations as to why it happened. But I'm saying the bottom line is we've seen here that what Hashem wants most and what's Hashem's greatest pleasure is that to show his kindness and goodness to the world. You don't do that by wiping out 6 million Jews. So therefore, here Rav Nosson Zal put it into a pasuk. The pasuk says, "Elokim yichonenu vivorchenu yorapon avitonu selo." Why? Not for us. Not for our benefit. Let's say the Sultan's going to come and say, "Hashem, those dirty rats—they don't deserve anything. They're asking for parnosa. They're asking for a dira. They're asking for zivugim. They deserve nothing." Hashem, let's say he's right that I deserve nothing. But asay leman kvoidecha, for your kavod, I'm not worthy. For your kavod, you want lodas boretz darkecha? The only way this world is going to be impressed with you is if they see Klal Yisrael go up. If they see a Jew matzliach. If they see a religious Jew matzliach. If they see a bal tshuva, and Hashem helps him, Hashem gives him a wife, and Hashem gives him parnosa, then people say, oh, Hashem is wonderful. Yiddishkeit is wonderful. Tshuva is wonderful. And if they'll see the other way, they won't say it. So this is how a person has to know how to talk to Hashem, to negotiate, and to have a taina. Here, Rav Nosson Zal is giving a legitimate taina. Ad v'yiru oisoi kol af siorets. And then we continue yoiducha, and until v'yiru oisoi kol af siorets, that all corners of the world will come to see Hashem and fear Hashem. Ki al yidei hamshochas ha-shefa al yidei Yisrael. Because through Shefa being drawn into the world, through Jews, by Yidden davening and having their tefillah answered, yakiru v'yedu drochav yisporach. The whole world will come to recognize and know the ways of Hashem, shehu shomea tfilas kol peh, that Hashem does listen to everybody's tefillah, vaydeze yoidu oisoi kulam. And when that happens, everybody will praise Hashem, v'yiru oisoi kol af seoretz, and all corners of the world will come to fear and respect Hashem. This is the Torah talking. That's a chapter of Tehillim where David HaMelech spells it out clear as day. Hashem can't refute that. And no malach in heaven, no prosecuting attorney can refute what it says in the Torah. I have a legitimate claim that Hashem, for your kavod, you want your kavod to be nizgala throughout the whole world. It says it in Perkei Avos. The last mission in Perkei Avos says, that everything that Hashem created in the entire world, He created only for His kavod. As the pasuk says, Hashem, you want kavod? This is the way to get it. The way to get it is Elokim yichonenu vivorchenu yorapon avitonu sela. Then you'll get all the kavod. You'll get lodas boretz darkecha. You'll get v'yiru oisoi kol af seoretz. This is the way to get it. Shebishvil ze nivro hakoil. This is the reason for which everything was created. Kidei sheyizgale elokusei boilam. Sheikra hahizgalus walidei sheroyin sheyisroel poyalim bitfilosam. The main revelation of the greatness of Hashem is when the world sees that the Jews accomplish with their tefillah, umamshichem shefa v'rav tuv, and they're able to draw shefa and all kinds of goodness. V'ze kol avoida sa'odom kol yemei chayev. This is the main objective of a yid throughout his entire life. Lahamshich shefa v'rav tuv al yedei maisav hatovim, to draw sustenance and all kinds of goodness from Hashem through his good deeds. V'ho'ikar, and what's the most important good deed that brings shefa? V'ho'ikar alidei tefillah. Shaydeze ikar hamshochas shefa ki yodua. That's the main, out of all the mitzvahs, draw shefa. But there's one that hits a grand slam. There's one that's most effective in this area, and that's tefillah. Ukama shekosuv b'hatoyer v'atem tiuli b'simen lamedalet ayin shom. As Rabbein Azal writes in that chapter on Likutei Moran, where he quotes a simple pasuk. The pasuk says, "Kasher diber yivorech v'yivorech eschem kasher diber lochem." Hashem will bless you kasher diber, according to the dibur. Meaning, according to how much you daven, according to how much you speak to Hashem, to that extent, Hashem can bless you. It's relative to how many words of tefillah you speak. You speak 1,000 words, Hashem can give you so much shefa. 4,000 words, you double the kelim, the cups, into which Hashem can pour what you need. Vafilu kishodom niftar me'oilom, and even when a person leaves the world, tzorich lirois sheloyeh nifsak tzinoir hashefa shimshech boilom. The person has to see to it that the pipe of shefa that they created and that they were using throughout their entire lifetime should not stop to function just because the person leaves the world. V'alkein tzorech sheyashir achrov bonim bozeh hoilam. This is why it's so good for a person to leave behind children in the world, kidei sheheim yemalu mekoymoi, so that they should fill his place, v'yamshichu hashefa boilam, and continue to draw the shefa into the world. V'chein midor ledor, and so too from generation to generation, kidei shelo yufsak hashefa loilam, so that the shefa should never come to a halt. Umachmas sheikra shefa shemamshich malidei tefillah, ef shelamshich ki malidei tzedakah, because of the fact that the main shefa that a person draws through tefillah, it's impossible to get it without tzedakah. Tefillah without tzedakah is ineffective. The Gemara says in Baba Basra, Rabbi Elazar Yohiv Pruta Vohodar Matzli. Rabbi Elazar used to give a coin to charity and then he would daven. Why? The Gemara says he learned it from a pasuk. Va'ani betzedek echze ponecha. Pasuk says, you want to come to see Hashem? You want to see Hashem? Put something in the box. You don't put something in the box, you can't see Hashem. Look how when it comes to the three holidays, Sholosh Pomim Bashona Yeroe Kol Zchurcha Espnei Hashem Alekecha, there are three major times in the year when the Jews were supposed to come to the Beis Hamikdash to see Hashem, V'lo Yiroh Ponai Reikom. And Hashem says, you will not see my face empty-handed. Ish Kemat Mas Yodoi Kivirkas Hashem Alekecha Shaloch. You bring something, you get to see Hashem. You don't bring something, the door is closed. You're davening, and you don't realize that Hashem's, that there's a door closed. The tefillahs are going against the door, and nothing's happening.
If the person doesn't have to give, if he's only receiving it.
Sometimes the charity can be in a lot of ways. Tzedakah can be a smile sometimes. If a person really doesn't have money to give, and a person goes over to a poor man and says to him, have a nice day, don't worry, today Hashem will help you. Sometimes that could be worth more than money even, sometimes. You never know. And again, each person on their level, one person's 10 agurot is like another person's $10,000. Literally, and sometimes more, and sometimes more. But here, Rav Nosson Zal is quoting from this chapter in Likutei Moran, where Rabbein Azal says that the Iker HaShefa Shamashich Ma'idei Tefillah Yef Shelahamshich Ki Ma'idei Tzedakah, that the thing that makes the tefillah effective is the tzedakah. Shaydei ze ikar shleimus hatfilah. That's what gives a shleimus to the tefillah. Kamo shekosu b'hatoyra hanal. As Rabbein Azal writes in that turn of the Likutei Moran, she ikar shleimus hatfilah hu alidei tzedakah. That the main shleimus of tefillah is through tzedakah. Rabbein Azal explains it over there in an interesting way. Tefillah is compared to a sword. We mentioned this yesterday. Roimam oiskel begroimam v'cheref bifiyas biyodam. A sword, Rabbein Azal says over there, just because you have a sword doesn't mean you won the battle yet. With a sword, you can try to slice the guy's toes off, and meanwhile he's punching you in the head, and he kills you. So a sword alone isn't effective unless you know how to strike at the heart, Rabbein Azal says over there. When a person has a cherev, it's effective to the extent that a person knows how to be koilea el asaira v'lo yechta. You have to be able to strike at the heart. How do you get to strike at the heart? Rabbein Azal explains over there, that's what you need mishpat and tzedakah for. There's a pasuk, mishpat u'tzedakah b'yakov. Because what is mishpat? U'tzedakah? Stoka means compromise. You get a guy who has $100 and you got a guy who has $0. And the guy who has the $100 gives the guy who has $0 $1. Suddenly he has 99. He lowered himself and he elevated the other guy. That's called centering. That's called bringing something to the middle. Rabbeinu Zal brings over there that Mishpat is called Amud Adam Tzisa. Mishpat is called the center. The act of tzedakah is a concept of Ze Yashpil. There's a pasuk Elikim Shofet, Ze Yashpil V'Ze Yorim. Hashem judges, one he lowers and one he raises. When a Jew takes a coin out of his pocket and gives it to somebody else who he perceives has less than him, he's raising the other guy and lowering himself, which means he's going for the heart. When a person does that before tefillah or in association with tefillah, that's what takes that cherev ha-tefillah and centers it, where it strikes at the heart of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem also has a heart. There are psukim that talk about the heart of Hashem, Dabru Alev Yerushalayim, and other things like that. You want your tefillah to strike not Hashem's hand, but you want your tefillah to go kaviyochel into the heart of Hashem. Tzedakah makes the tefillah go dead center. Al kein, therefore, achar ptira sodom, when a Jew passes away, mazkirim biyoser lefnei mitosoi mitzvah tzedakah. One of the main things that they usually mention in a eulogy is the charity that the person did. Why, out of all the different things, why did they pick that item? The koirin v'tsoyekin lefonov tzedakah tatzil mimoves. And there's a custom when they're taking the body out that they cry out this statement: tzedakah saves from death. Why? Because tzedakah gets a person to effective tefillah. And tefillah is the main thing that gives you the ability to draw shefa. If a person's drawing shefa, then they're being saved from moves, from the side of death. And the person is zoicha to eternity. Ki kol echot kefi ma shezocho laharbois betzdoko, kemoikein himshich hashefa betfilosoi. Each and every person, to the extent that they're zoicha to increase their tzedakah, be it in quantity or in quality, to that extent they're zoicha to draw shefa with the tefillah. Look how serious this is. Again, people think it's simple. Hashem, please help me, ba 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 ba, and then nothing happens, and he says, Hashem's out to lunch. And he doesn't know Hashem's not out to lunch. You're out to lunch. You didn't bother to read a Kitza Shulchan Aruch or a Gemara this, that, to know that tefillah isn't by itself. There's things that have to accompany tefillah to make the tefillah effective. One of those things is tzedakah. One of the main ingredients in giving the tefillah its punch is tzedakah. Look how he says it here. Kifi ma shezocho laharbois bitzdoko, kemoikein himshich hasheva bitfilosoi, u kemoikein zoiche lechaim lo netzach. And to that extent, the person is zoiche to eternal life. Ki hamshochas hasheva hu chius vekium kol hoilomois. Because the ability to draw shefa into the world, that's what sustains and establishes all the worlds. Kaviyachol, if the faucet, lahavdil, you have it in a house during the winter time. If there's no water going through the pipes freeze and the whole thing gets destroyed. So they say, a person that knows that you have to leave the water running so that the pipes shouldn't freeze. Lahavdil, when it comes to the worlds, if shefa stops coming to the worlds, then the worlds dry up. They cease to exist or they explode. They go bye-bye. It's only if we're constantly making sure that there's that flow of shefa, that's what sustains and maintains the worlds. Vaydezeh bevadai nimshach olav gamkein chayim toivim baruchim lonetzach. And this person who's involved in sustaining the world, or the worlds, that person certainly himself is drawing upon himself chayim toivim baruchim. V'yalkein, therefore, magia hayirusha lebonov haschorim. Therefore, the most logical place for a person's inheritance to go is to his male children first. Ki hazochor hu bechinas mashpia. Because when we talk about male versus female, the male is the mashpia, the one who gives, and the female is generally the one on the receiving end. V'al yodoi nimshach ha-shefa yoyser midor ledor. So if that's the case, if the Zohar is the Mashpia, then it's logical to say that through him will go Shefa from generation to generation. He's the one that can affect that flow of Shefa more. Shezeh ikara ha-hashoro shel odom v'kanal. That's the main thing that remains from a person after he leaves the world, is his sons who are mamshich, his tzinor, the hashpoa into the world. V'al kein hu mekabel ha-yerusha. Therefore, it's the son that receives the Yerusha, because the son is the Mashpia. And we said it's Shefa that maintains the Olamos. So the one who's the Mashpia, it's most righteous that he's the one who's going to maintain the worlds. Because through the fact that the son receives the inheritance from his father, Dehainu, Hashefa Toiv Sheloviv, which means the good Shefa of the father, that's what gives him the ability to draw more and more Shefa. The fact that the father gives him something to start with, the fact that the son is given a kick, a push, you know, a kickoff, he's given something, you know, a beginning, that's what gives him tremendous koyach to be mamshich more and more Shefa from Hashem. Ki ein habrocho shoyre al dovoreik, kama Hashem razal. Because the Gemara says that the blessing of Hashem does not go on an empty vessel. It's all, kama shekosuv, as it says by Elisha Novi, there was a woman who was very poor. He found out she had done favors for him, and she was desperately poor, so he wanted to give her a blessing. So he asked her, hagidi li ma yesh lechi babayit. Tell me, do you have anything in your house? Anything. Because if she would have showed him she has something, he could have blessed that something and get it to expand 1,000 times as much, or 1,000,000 times as much. But if you have nothing, yesh me'ayin, that kind of miracle is very, 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 very unusual. If there's yesh, if there's something, it can be expanded. And that's why she told him she has a little drop of oil. He said, fine, good enough, no problem. He took that oil and told her, borrow cups and bottles and boxes from all your neighbors and all your friends. Get as many as you can and start pouring. And she started pouring that little drop of oil, and she filled up hundreds and hundreds of bottles and cans and everything. And then he said, now you can pay all your creditors. Now you have nothing to worry about. You're okay for a while, period. But we see that the brocha needed a little bit to be chalon. V'ze gam kein nimshach mebechinas hanal shekosavnu lamalo be'inyin b'chor. This is connected to what we spoke about earlier about the firstborn child. You remember? Shal yedei sheho odom roye shekvar poal eze dover b'tfilosoi. That when a person, when a Jew says a tefillah, and the tefillah produces a result, that first successful tefillah, that gives the person tremendous confidence to daven more. Therefore, when there is something which the blessing should go on, it's much, much easier to draw Shefa from Hashem. Kize hadovor nimshach me'eze tefillah. Because that's something that's there. How did it get there? When this woman had that little drop of oil, how did she get that drop of oil? Must have come through tefillah, because we said before, everything comes only through tefillah. So if a person has something, it means they davened a successful tefillah. Ki ein shum dovor boilam nimshach ki im al yedei tefillah. Because there's nothing in this world that came into existence without tefillah. Just as we saw the proof from Adam Arishon, that Hashem, b'kol hakavod Hashem, kept everything suspended on hold until v'odom ayin la'avodes Adama. When Adam Arishon said his tefillah, Hashem flicked the switch and things started growing and working and everything. Hashem designed the world in such a way that the Shefa is dependent on tefillah. V'al kein, therefore, once there is something, Oz bekal yoyse laham shechoyd shefa. It's very easy. It's much easier to draw additional shefa me'acha shekvar yesh eze shefa shenim shechayde tefila, because of the fact that there is shefa already, which obviously came through tefila. Shemizeh nimshach his chaskus alev lespal yoyse kanal. We saw before that gives tremendous chizuk to daven more. V'al came therefore al yedei hayirusha shemekablem abonim. Through the fact that children receive inheritance, aydeze mamshichem hashefa yoiser veyoiser, that gives them the ability to draw lots and lots of shefa from Hashem. You understand? Because they have a base, they have something to start with. You gave them the result of a tefillah. Once they saw that a tefillah produces results, that gives them the motivation to give their own tefillahs and produce their own results, their own shefa. That's the main reason for the creation of man and the existence of man in this world is Hamshochas Shefa. V'alkein Habein Koidem Levas. And it's for this reason that the son comes before the daughter. Ki Iker Hamshochas HaShefa Al Yideya Ben Zohar. The main drawing of Shefa comes from Ben Zohar, from a male child. I once saw in a letter that was written by Rabbi Avraham Schneider Zechon Levracha to my father, Zechon Levracha, he wrote about the birth of a ben Zohar, so he wrote that the word Zohar is bigimatria bracha. The word bracha, which means blessing, which again is another word for shefa. We said earlier, Elikim yechoneinu vivorcheinu. The word bracha is bigimatria Zohar, exactly. Showing that the Zohar, that's not saying that an akeva is a curse, Chas v'Shalom, but it's saying that the symbol of bracha, the symbol of mashpia and shefa is the Zohar. Ki ikar hamshochas hashefa al yedei ben Zohar. The main drawing of shefa comes through the ben Zohar. Ki ho isho hi bechinas mekabel. Because a woman is a concept of mekabel. She's the one who receives. Bechinas din. She symbolizes din, tzimtzum. Who says this? Women's lip doesn't say it, but Hashem said, the Torah, the Hashem, who knows better than everybody else, Hashem knows what each person's basic role is. V'gam ze tzrichim k'dei lekabel hashefa bahadroga b'mida. So a person would say, then hold on, it's a big mitzvah to get rid of the ladies. If men are shefa and women are din, then let's get rid, then it's a mitzvah to erase din. No. Rav Nosson Zal says, we know that the din is also very necessary. K'dei lekabel hashefa bahadroga u'b'mida, so that the shefa is received within the proper constraints where you can handle it. V'shaloi tishba lachutz chas v'shalom, and so that the shefa doesn't reach, doesn't spill out. If a person, somebody's pouring a gallon jug, and your cup is only this large, 8 ounces large, they start pouring, what's going to happen once the cup is full? It's going to spill out on the floor and everything and get wasted. So the keli, the tzimtzum, is very, very important, because the keli is going to make it that the shefa that's flowing is going to be used constructively instead of being wasted. Avol ha'ikar hu ha'ish, but the main one is certainly the man. She'al yodoi ikar hamshochas ha'shefa, he's the one through whom the main hamshochas ha'shefa comes. V'al kein om razal, this is why the Gemara says, Ein ho isho mizboreches elo mipribitnoi shelish, that the main bracha that comes to the woman comes through her husband. V'al kein ein hamishpocho nikras el al shem hov, and therefore when it comes to the Torah, laws in the Torah like inheritance, the term family regarding Yerusha is only the family of the father. Ki ikar hamishpocho heim bechinas klal hatzinoir shel hashefa shenestakein al yidei mishpocha zois. Because when we talk in terms of a family, we're talking about all the people that are plugged into that pipe from which shefa is being drawn, to a particular pipe. V'alkein kol mishpochos Yisrael kulam chonu soviv lemishkon. This is the reason why all the families of Klal Yisrael, when they rested surrounding the Mishkan. The Mishkan was in the middle. Ki ha-Mishkan holach b'neihem, the Mishkan traveled in their midst, v'kulam hoyu lehem chelik ba-Mishkan, and each one of them had a share in the Mishkan. ki hamishkan hu bechinas klal tfilas Yisrael kemavur shamba teranal. Because Rabbi Nizal explains in that chapter in Kutimran that the Mishkan is the symbol of the klolius of the tefillah of Klal Yisrael. Why? It's so simple. We just had it in Rashi yesterday in Chumash. What is tefillah? Tefillah is synonymous with rotzoin. Va'ani sfilosi l'cho Hashem eis rotzoin. The most important ingredient in tefillah is that Hashem should want. Im Hashem merutz. What is tefillah all about? Being meratze and mefayes HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the main thrust of tefillah. And what was the Mishkan all about? May kolish asher yidvenu liboy tikhu es trumosi. The Mishkan was the generosity of every Jew, the flow of rotzayim toiv of every yid, which means it was the tefillos of Klal Yisrael. And Rabbi Nizal explains over there that just as when it came to the Mishkan being built in the Midbar, every Jew had what to contribute, but not every Jew was able to build a Mishkan. Everybody had to bring their ingredients to Moshe Rabbeinu. Only one person, only the Tzaddik Emes, was the one who knew how to put it all together. He was the one who took this one, Zov and Kesef and wood and everything, and knew how to make it into a Mishkan. Rabbi Nizal says so too when it comes to tefillah. Every Jew has to daven, but that's not good enough. You have to be mekasher your tefillah to the tzaddik ador, to the tzaddik emes, and the tzaddik is the one, the Zohar Kodesh uses the wording, he knows how, ech la'aylo shayfa b'shayfa, he knows how to put together the different pieces and to form a mishkan out of it. He knows how to take the tefillahs of Bnei Yisrael and build a mishkan out of it. So Rav Nosson Zal says here, v'hamishkan nivne mikama v'kama dvorim protein. We know that the Mishkan was constructed from all kinds of specific details, ingredients. Ki yesh boi kama kroshim ukrosim brichim v'amudim v'adonim lulois u'meisorim yirios elyoinois v'tachtoinois v'kaliachotzer v'chol klei ha-mishkan shulchan u'menoirom izbochois. Every word he's listening here is in this week's Parsha. By coincidence, we're in the middle of Parsha's Truma. We're going to be reading every word he just said here, all the different ingredients that made up the Mishkan. V'chol ha-protim shoya b'chol kli. And even all these specific details in each individual keli, kegoin kaftorim uprochim ugviim b'menorah. For example, the menorah had on it these like buttons and flowers and all kinds of different tchatchkes that were in the rungs of the menorah. Umizgeres shel ha-shulchan, and the little fence around the shulchan, the kairosov and the plates uksosov. All of those pichivkis in the Mishkan, all the little details, all the tchatchkis and kelim, is all the bechina of the tfilois of all of Am Yisrael. Kiyesh kamo vekamo tfilois Yisrael shemischabrim yachad venasa mehem bechinas keresh lamishkan. You need a certain quantity of tfilois of Bnei Yisrael, let's say 656 tfilois, make up one keresh, one board of the Mishkan. V'yesh shenasa mihem b'chinas oden la'mishkan. And some of the tefillos of Klal Yisrael become the posts into which the kroshim were inserted into. Those items that had like a hole in them in which he inserted the keresh into. V'zeh b'chinas mishpachos Yisrael shesoviv la'mishkan. This was the whole concept of all the Jewish families, the family of Reuven and Livni and all the families, all around the Mishkan. Ki klal mishpacha zois heim b'chinas chelek zeh mi'amishkan. The question is, what did it matter that they should, if Klal Yisrael is supposed to be achdus, one, why start making it separate little groups? Why separate the families even? On the contrary, it would be even more pretty to say just free for all. Everybody just yidden all together in mass. And no, it's not like that. Each mishpacha traveled separate by itself. There was a family unit, and a family within a shevet, and then a shevet within a group of three shvotim, within a degel, and a degel within Klal Yisrael. Because this individual family, they represent a particular item in the Mishkan. Let's say this one could represent the Mizbeach, or this one could represent the boards on the eastern side of the Mishkan, and this one represents the boards on the western. And a second family represented a second specific item in the Mishkan. And the main thing is the tefillah, shehi ikar bechinas binyan hamishkan kanal. That's the main thing that represents building the Mishkan. The chol echod kefi tefillosov, kein hu nishrash b'mishpochas Yisrael. Each and every Jew, based on his tefillah, is plugged into a specific mishpoch of Klal Yisrael, shein bechinas klal hamishkan v'kelev kanal. Now you can understand why a family is called based on the father. Because we said that the main hamshocha of shefa is dependent on the male, the kanal, as we said before. V'alkein kishein maniach zera choizeres hayirusha lemishpachtoi. This is why if a man has no children, chas v'shalom, then the yirusha goes back to his family. V'ho'av koidem l'chol yotzei reichoi. And in that situation, his father precedes all of his brothers and sisters and everybody else. Ki hamishpocho shem klal hatzinor. Because his family, which represents that whole major pipe to which he's plugged into, they need to draw the shefa of his Yerusha Sheishir. And through the shefa returning to that particular family, they do the tikkun in place of him, which he needed to be masakim. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, oy doidoy, oy ben doidoy igolenu. Either his uncle or the son of his uncle will redeem him. Ki hashefa nimsheches derech tzinoy rois rabim. Because the shefa that comes from Hashem comes from all kinds of pipes. It's not one pipe, there's thousands of pipes. V'chol tzinoy mischalik acharkach lekama v'kama tzinoy rois. And each pipe branches out to many other pipes. V'chein lahalon yoiser, and so on and so forth. V'chol ma shenistaknim tzinoi rois rabim yoiser, and the more that there are more pipes being established, nimsheches hashefa beribui godoil beyoiser, the shefa flows even stronger. Shezehu kol shashuav yisborah kanal. That's the whole pleasure of Hashem. The more shefa that's flowing, the more pleasure and nachas and kovoid Hashem is getting. V'chol mishpocho mishpocho heim klal tzinoi rechod shemeschalik letzinoi rois rabim kifi mispra b'nei mishpocho. Each and every family represents one basic pipe that divides out into a whole bunch of little individual pipes based on the number of people in that family. U'kishenifter echod miyem chas v'shalom b'lei bonim, and when one of them passes away without children, צריכים בני המשפחה קרובים אליו ביוסר, כגון אוכי ודוידוי, לקבל השפע שלוי. Then the family members that are closest to him, they're the ones that have to receive his shefa, והם יסקנו החיסורן שלוי. And they're in a position to make up for his deficiency, מאחר שהם בכלל נמשוכם מצינור אחד. Since that whole family is plugged into one pipe, therefore, they're the ones who are in the best position to rectify lahavdil. When you have a problem with a water main in a certain city, the water main affects, you know, 30 a row of 30 houses. If one of the houses, there's no water coming to it, where do they draw water from to back it up? From the house closest to it that's plugged into that same main. But sometimes you could have two neighbors where it happens to be that despite the fact that they're neighbors, one is on main number one and one is on main number three because of the way the pipes flow. So even though they happen to be physically next to each other, means nothing. If you'll trace the pipes from this house, they go to a main that's 3 miles to the right And if you'll trace the pipes of this guy, they go to a main that's 3 miles to the left. That's why saying it's so important that it remain within the mishpacha, because the mishpacha is all part of that same pipe. That's why the father of a person comes before all the children of the father, meaning the person's brothers and sisters. Ki ho'av hu shoyresh klal hatzinor shel kol bono v'doyroysov hanem shoch mimenu. Because the father represents the upper level of all the sons and daughters, you know, that come from him. So if there's a problem by one of the sons or daughters, the first place of tikkun is going back up to the father, not necessarily to a brother or a sister who could be much more, who he's not necessarily so close to, because the place where there's a definite close connection is to his source, which is his father, where he's getting from. V'alkein ikra tikkun al yodoy. Therefore, the main tikkun is through the father. If there's no children, we'll hold it over here for now, maybe.